Before we move on to conclude that all of the devil, the power of God, who cares and the much to the house of his house, and he's all the devil to the church of God, and he is God. And they let the man burn nothing but the one and God, and brought Daniel into thunder and turned away with the presence of the beast. But chapter 2, verse 20. And said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and knowledge are his. And verse 21, and he changed the times and the seasons, he removed kings, set kings, he gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge, letting them know understanding. And then verse 26, we heard that they were to the him. And we will tell it in church that we may have the word of sin. And go ahead and tell us. About the king. In chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, that connected the kingdom to all people, nations, languages, and grown in all the earth, peace and multiplied and believed. I thought to build the service, peace and wonder that the high God had brought toward me. How heavy are his kings, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And his dominion and turn to his mother, even nothing to the remainder that belonging to him, who is much more respect. So he's been influenced, he's been persuaded about some things. And then they get to chapter 5, verse 17, and prophesied about this man. Then Daniel said before the king, let thy get to be to thyself and get thy rewards to the other. Yet I will read the writing under the king, let not of him interpret it. And go ahead and do it. And of course, it's about the man's name writing on the wall, telling the king that he's in the sky, that he's been waiting in the house, and then come on the wall. So we see the sovereignty of God, and coming in truth, and to us that God is sovereign in the lives of his own people. I will know that from the biblical standpoint, Romans chapter 8, verse 20. And we know that all things, not just some things, all things work together for the good of those who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Most of the studies before shared a quote from Romans to my Romans, he said, anything that gets closer to death, whether it's good or bad, is good for us. And so God can use the things that can demo, and I can share and make it in a bed and go, that's the way. So still God's purposes were being worked. So the confusion in heaven, God is suffering. The life living and living. So that means this. He is the God who reveals himself and gives way to those who seek and serve him. And we see that revelation in the lives of the life of Daniel and the life of his friends. We go back to look in chapter 1, verse 17, or whatever that just a moment ago, but here we find it. For the poor children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding of all the reasons. And chapter 2, verse 13 through 18 tells about Daniel making a prayer to the king, to tell the king the interpretation and all of God. Where Daniel was, and now he was seeking after God, really discovered that God often revealed himself and his truth to his servants. Now, we can learn some valuable lessons from this. First of all, in ourselves and of ourselves, we're completely in the dark about God, about his love, his will, and neither can we. I remember I spoke with them. Job 11:7 says, can you by searching find out God? Can you find out in all knowledge under perfection? And if he is, no. situation of oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that he walks in the spirit.
way Hebrew books says, in the very first, what did that do? Well, Jesus did it then in the word. And God did it. And then four and five, we read more to prayer than Jesus did. And more than the lines, what did he do? He prayed. The prayers of his people. And so you go on through the book of Daniel, and of course the whole Bible includes really God's people, down through the ages. Our God is the God who delights to hear and answers the prayer of his people for you. This is one of the least things about this Christmas. Just in our prayer. Lord, Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Call on the name and call to thee, and all the great and mighty things which thou doest in thy name. Bless me, Lord, dear heart. Call unto me. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. For thou art in thy heart, hearing that I call in the mouth of thy door. Pray to thy Father who is seated, and thy Father who is spirit and spirit shall reward thee openly. That is the formula that we have. The promise. Matthew 18, verse 19, and the disciples shall be there, two of you are way on earth, and teach anything that they shall have, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Mark 11, 24, I tell thee what things shall you resolve when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. John 14, verse 13, 14, whatever you shall ask in my name, that you will do that the Father may be glorified in the name. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it. In Jesus Christ, confess your fault one to another and pray for one another that we may be healed. We have no further prayer of the last and the old month. So, the better we have is God who hears and answers the prayers of his people. The God who is in heaven is the God who always honors those who seek him and who seek to honor him. Consider this passage from Mark 2:30. The Lord God is in heaven. I say indeed that your house and the house of your Father should long before me forever, but now the Lord says, be it far from you. Where written that this is, for they that are me, I will go from them, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And chapter 1, when Daniel saw to honor God, did God honor him? What did Daniel do to honor God? He made a vow that I will not follow the custom of this pagan society. Because Daniel honored God. In chapter 2, this is again, his friends also honor the Lord. Did the Lord honor them? He threw it to him and promoted. And then in chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego sought to honor the Lord. Did he honor them? They were delivered from the fiery furnace for them. In chapter 6, we find that Daniel sought to honor the Lord. Did the God of heaven honor him? So we stand firm for him. And he honors us. And we honor him. And maybe it was a long, hard pathway which involves suffering, but he will always honor those who honor Matthew 6:33 says, he who first the kingdom of God and who last him will honor you with him. All the nations will be unto you. John 6:33, the world you will now to elect, but will be honored because I have overcome the world. And Proverbs 16:7, when man's ways please the Lord, He loves even his sins being at peace with him. So there, the God who is in heaven, the God who always honors those who seek and honor him. There is a reference to spiritual health, to our utmost duty to honor God. And there's more chapters about the reference to the embedding of what is the man. It's to glorify God and enjoy Him for our God and enjoy Him for ever. That's really what our soul is all about. To honor God, to enjoy God, to know God, and to know Him properly is to honor Him, and He will honor Him. A big thing, the God who is in heaven, the God who things we people become for trial and testament. Watch what does the Lord give to his children at all times of strength from being tried and tested. He gives you them and separated them from his presence. Look in chapter 3 and verse 22 to 25. Therefore, because the king commanded the servants and the firm to impart the land of the fire to those men that took up Chandra, Nikon, and the control, and then sleeping, which I grabbed me on the vegetable, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. This naked man, the chicken was done, and rose up in haste and said, and said unto his charges, do not lose. Three men bound in the midst of the fire, that there came to the ocean. He said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and that had no hurt, and the form of the fourth man is not the son of God. Now, there is the presence of God in the earth to fire trial and be endured. And here we go through a fire trial. All of us have more logic. Some things that we better overthrow. What will it be? His presence. Although we may not be aware of it at the time, but it can look back and we can see that it is all about the Lord within Christ, and I knew it not. Oftentimes we got to choose what the time. But the Bible is read in Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6. Let your conduct in matter of life be without covetousness, and be content with the standards that you have. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boast in the Lord is my help. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In this presence, the presence of God. How long will it be with us? It will never work. Never more. But then, in his protection, look over in chapter 6, verse 18 to 24. In the land, so. Then the king, who called on Pilate and asked him fasting, neither were anxious and mute, brought before him and stood before him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, then he went to the lions, and went into the den, he cried with a lamentable voice in the den. And the king spoke and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, it is the Daniel whom thou servest in king. And hope to deliver thee from the lions. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Thy God, that is Daniel, and let the lions pass, that thou art not hurt me. For as much as before him, henceforth was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel, the king, exceeding well for me, commanded that they should not bow the knee. dangerous in a cold, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. God protected him. I don't know what caution it is, but here in this world, in our physical presence in this world, we don't see them, but there are myriads of spirits written in the back that would trust in God through his name. Demonic spirits and principalities and powers and all of those things. And look how people get to do it. And it's really wrong. Lay down your watch over you. For all the God protects us by the use of an angel or other means. What he does, the wonderful song, Psalm 91, verse 1 through 12, and I'm going to read it. I want you to see the wonder and marvel of this. In verse 1, who has dwelt in the secret place the most high shall abide among the stars of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome heavens. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the hour that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that dwells in the noonday. Thousands shall fall at your side, and 2,000 at your right hand, but shall not come near you. Only with thine eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the living. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there will no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, let you dash your foot against their stones. And then, what is it for? Hebrews 1, verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels that he has moved, stand by the right hand until I make your hand your footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits? To minister for them who shall be heirs of all the peoples are ministering spirits to those of us who are heirs of all the peoples. They will talk about a godly angel. All I know is that he has angels and ministers to witness. Multitudes are good. So that's his protection. And then the final thing we say is his peace. We know that the Lord never promised us the deliverance from trouble, but he guarantees that we will have peace even in the midst of trouble, that we put our trust in him. He says that, and I will trust his word too. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. I think it was 4 verses to 7. Well, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there is a God in heaven, a great, a holy, and loving God. And of course, in this way, we're going to talk the roots of Him. Little about his holiness, mercy, his human grace, his glory, and his holy spirit. But as we conclude this story here, question is this God in your life? That's an important question. There is resurrection. You know, Jesus' first appearance to the disciples, Thomas was absent. And when Thomas joined them later on, of course, the Lord was present. That told Thomas back. You know, what Thomas said, it's the road in the end, the road in the all night from next time, Thomas was present, and Jesus appeared. And Jesus then reached him there, Thomas, and he gifted him so that he actually reached out and felt that he's fighting my Lord, my God. That is, you know, the classic, wonderful, my Lord. Mind. I'm going to one time. And I'm going to die over all things. After I said to my brother, getting married, you want to make my vow? Stay home, go ahead and sit down on the front porch. And you know, do an older girl's house. You don't walk two people. And then my brother said, I didn't do it since I've been here before. One of the things that I knew was that important with the Holy Lord was that I don't believe that Jesus is God. And so I questioned that. And then God, oh, he was. I said, well, what does it mean when Thomas said, my Lord, and his wife said, she's alive. So that was the church. My Lord, and my Lord. There he is in God in heaven. And we see manifested in person of Jesus. That's why the first thing is that God was manifested in the flesh, breathed on in the world. That divine was caught up in Jesus. And so, Jesus, and there he is. And we've been watching. And I think that we're going to be able to talk to him again.